Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Patty Gustin, councilwoman for the city of Naperville. Patty, you're on WGN. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful this morning. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Yeah, likewise. I'm glad you're wonderful. You voted with the majority on that 8-1 vote to ban the gun sales and ammunition sales, some gun and ammo sales at a couple of gun shops in Naperville, right?
I did. In the prior meeting, which was to initiate staff to draft an ordinance, Councilman Hinterlong and myself and a few other council members supported a resolution to be sent down to Springfield to ask them to act upon keeping communities safe. And unfortunately, at that meeting, the resolution option was voted down. It was a 5-4 vote. And under the rules, for city council, only someone on the prevailing side could bring that up at the next meeting and change their vote. So we did not have the votes to do that. A resolution would have been a better option for us because it would negate the possibility of, you know, a lawsuit and things like that, and it would have a broader brush to be addressed by Springfield.
If instead of that ordinance, you all passed a resolution, that isn't binding. It doesn't have teeth. There's no enforcement mechanism. It would simply have said what? What would your resolution have said?
Well, and the resolution would have been, hey, Springfield, you know, we need to start addressing this stuff, right?
Right.
One of the suggestions that I had spoken with one of our representatives in Springfield was, you know, let's start a task force. Let's evaluate what are the triggers in these mass killings, right? Is it, you know, I hate to say this, is it media? Is it online? Is it drugs? Is it, you know, family environment?
Mm-hmm,
is
mm-hmm.
it gun access? Is
you don't it, feel that what? We're sufficiently investigating that in the state, huh?
Exactly.
Patty, your idea then was to say, okay, since we didn't get that resolution passed, at least we could then, what, vote on an ordinance. It sounds like then what you all voted for was something that was more binding, maybe even more restrictive than you wanted it to be, right?
Yes. However, in Highland Park, they already had an ordinance that banned the sale and possession of weapons that they opted into about 10 years ago, I believe it was, where Springfield actually passed legislation where you could opt out, but it was a short time frame, and Naperville did not do that. And so they did. However, we do realize what happened, you know, the horrific, horrible thing that happened in their community. The night before our vote, Highland Park actually passed a resolution to send down to Springfield and requesting them to step up and make some efforts.
Maybe the state will, but it sounds like you didn't love your vote then, even though you were in the majority on this.
You know what? And it was one of those votes that it's half and half, right? I had spoken to my enforcement people, and I said, hey, where are you at on this? Do you oppose it? And they did not. And I support our law enforcement. I support our judicial system.
Do you worry that you're going to get sued, though?
You know, anybody can sue for anything, correct? And so, yes, our legal staff had shared with us that there's a high possibility that the city would get sued. And yes, so those things are possible. Of course, we get sued for a lot of things at the city. Somebody's tripping on a sidewalk and things like that. So with the without the opposition of our enforcement people on this issue, I felt, and I think the majority of the people on the dais felt, that something needed to happen. Something needed to get done. I do know that our business owners, Robert over at the gun store, is phenomenal, very professional, very much helps our police department, the FBI.
Yeah, right.
He's great. And
what's going to happen to his business, Patty?
Well, he does more than just what has been banned in will happen in January 2023. And so his, he'll pivot, or there are other avenues by which if those particular items are in demand.
AR-15s, yeah.
Yeah. There's other ways for people to obtain those, obviously.
Wait a minute. What's the workaround? What would be the workaround? I mean, the idea for this vote was to make illegal the sale of certain types of guns, AR-15s among them, and high-capacity ammunition for them. What would be a possible way? Are you saying he would still be able to find a way to sell those?
I don't know if he would, but I know people can buy them elsewhere. And there may be some online thing. I'm not sure. So those are things that need to have some conversation about for him. And he's just a very upstanding guy. I have my, I have my FOID card. I have my concealed carry, particularly after I was threatened on a vote with respect to mandatory masks during COVID.
Really?
And so, we all look at guns in a different form. I was born and raised on the south side of Chicago, and my family owned a business. This was down back in the time of the Sinclair gas stations, and everything was cash. And my family had, for safety reasons, right? And then I married a man who was from Southern Illinois, who they do it for clay, they do it for bird hunting, things like that. So it's a different use for them with respect to guns. And I respect that, and I understand that, and that not everybody is going to be happy. But Naperville has always been, kid-friendly, family-focused, education-driven, and a very, very safe community.
And a conservative town, too. Some folks observe that the tide is changing on some of these issues. Highland Park would not surprise you, even without that terrible shooting. But Naperville was a bit of a swing state, if you will, on this issue. Would you agree with that, that it was an 8-to-1 vote sent a signal? And what you're saying makes it more nuanced now, but it sends a signal that maybe Naperville is changing its attitude about some things.
And it may be, and I think we received hundreds of emails, and we had a lot of testimony that night, and we knew it was going to be a hard vote, and we weren't going to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
But, you have to do what you have to do. And from the majority of those residents in Naperville, that I got hundreds of emails, they wanted to hear something that was going to give them some feeling of protection, something, get something done, because nothing is getting done in Springfield.
Yeah.
And I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. I don't mean to be like that. But I've been around the block for a long time. I was born and raised here in Illinois, and we've had this issue, the gun issue, forever, but it's not the guns. We've had killing issues for a long time.
So this is a symbolic vote then, isn't it? I mean, do
to
you feel,
degree,
because the question, here's the question. Do you think that this vote made Naperville safer?
To some degree and not. I think that it might actually send a message that we don't tolerate, bad actors, right?
Yeah.
And so that's it. And, on the Springfield issue, we've had one party in control forever, decades. We need to, things need to get, and it's not the gun thing. It's not focusing on guns. It's focusing on having a task force that can address what are the triggers. What are the things that are happening? Is it drugs? Is it family environment? Is it police lack of tools for our police officers? Those are the components that will determine what is, if there's going to be some type of mass killing.
I think what we ask people like you on a city council or on a school board to do these days for the last few years has never been a heavier lift. And I don't envy you all for it, but I very much appreciate that you are thinking the way you're thinking and trying to find a solution. I'm out of time, Patty, but I hope you can join us again. Let's follow up on this down the road, okay?
Well, and I hope we can follow up on the Safety Act, too, because there's, you know, a few things in there that will not keep communities safe that need to be addressed.
I know, and we didn't get to that today, did we? I've got time next week. Let's you and I have a conversation next week, okay?
Absolutely, and you have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much for your time.
We will do that. Councilwoman from the city of Naperville, Patty Gustin.